Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
This is Brad Milkey of ABC News Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors.
Nice, right? Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on.
Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive. Drivers who switch to Progressive can save an average of $668.
Hello, and welcome to Millennial Mama. I'm Sachi, a writer, blogger, and first-time mama to my baby Alaya. Let me start by saying that my pregnancy wasn't planned, but boy, was it a sweet ride. So much so that I was practically blindsided by the afterbirth. And that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about here. This will, hopefully, be a safe space for all the new mamas to celebrate their triumphs and to share and sort out their epic fails. So let's begin!
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. As you know, moms are inherent multitaskers. But this mama makes multitasking look easy and glamorous. I've got with me Simone Kambata, an entrepreneur, blogger, YouTuber, and mama of two, to share her secret to finding some time to do it all. Hi Simone, how are you? Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me here. I'm good, thank you, and I hope you're well too.
I'm well as well. So Simone, I have been following you for a while, okay? And you are a multitasker. Like, you give me so much inspiration. You wear so many different hats. You have a label. You have now started a YouTube channel. You're a mom blogger. How do you manage to set such great goals while raising two children? Because with me, every time I make a plan, something goes haywire with the kids.
It's okay. Thank you for boosting my ego there a little bit, but
you deserve it.
You know, the thing is that if you actually ask my mom, she will tell you that I need to learn multitasking. According to my mother, I don't know how to multitask.
Oh god.
But Simply Simone, which is my fashion brand, we've been in existence for about 6 years now. And
okay.
That was always going well. And then when I had Zephyr, who's my older baby, he's 2.5 now. So when I had him, I honestly started an Instagram page for him thinking that this is going to be his digital scrapbook. I didn't realize that it's going to become an alternate career for me and that my own Instagram page was going to take off. I didn't plan this.
And you're now verified. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so you basically just went with the flow and things fell into place.
Yeah, the universe did all of this. Even as far as the YouTube channel goes, you know, when I was pregnant with Serena, I was vlogging my way through my pregnancy on Zephyr's page. And I was telling everybody like weekly updates about my pregnancy. And then a month after I delivered, these guys called me up and they were like, hi, we want to set up a meeting. Went and met them and they were like, look, we want to start this YouTube channel with you and you can't say no. And I was like, oh, wow. Okay, amazing. So like I said, fell into my lap, you know.
Wow, that's really great, you know. But Simone, I want to know one thing, because I know I have seen your Instagram very closely. So I know how much you also focus on yourself. In fact, I remember once you had Serena, you went for a holiday and you had written about how we should not have mom guilt while doing so.
Yeah.
I want to know, how can a new mom, you know, carve out some time for herself? Because I right now have no help, with no outsiders coming in. I had part-time help and that's gone, you know. So how do you think new moms can find some time for themselves, and what do you think they should focus on when they get that time?
So I think that, you know, I don't think mom guilt ever goes away. I think mom guilt is there every single day. It's something that we as mothers have to learn how to fight. Because you're either going to fight it and then live a happy life and do whatever you need to do and want to do, or you're going to just devote your entire day and night to your kids, which is fine too if that's what you, if that's what makes you happy. But in my case, I knew that I needed to retain my identity as Simone. Simone could not just become a mother and that was her only role.
Okay.
You know, I come from a family where my grandmother has been a hustler and a full-on entrepreneur her entire life. My mother has worked our entire childhood. And, you know, so I don't think being a stay-at-home mom was ever an option for me. I knew that, you know, I had to follow suit. And not just I had to, I wanted to, right?
Yeah.
Certain things I wanted to do. So, yeah, that's basically, I mean, and as far as your question goes, you know, I think having help is absolutely essential. Whether that help is a family member, whether that help is staff, whatever it may be, it's absolutely essential to have help. Now, we're a nuclear family. My parents live in Dubai. My husband's parents live in the States, which means I am completely reliant on my staff.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's basically what helped me. And it was my sister's bachelorette, so there was no way I was missing that.
That's great. But what do you think a mom, new mom should focus on? You know, when you get that little time, suppose an hour a day, you know, because right now that's the max you can manage without the kids having coming on you. What do you think she should focus on for her mental well-being?
Well, I think you need to focus on whatever makes you happy. You know what makes you happy. So if sitting and doing like a face pack and scrubbing your face and doing all kinds of, you know, things to your body makes you happy, do it. If doing yoga or chanting or meditating makes you happy, do it. If lying down on a bed and watching Netflix makes you happy, do it. Do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think that's great. You know, in fact, I have been now trying to take some time out for myself, because I think this lockdown has started getting to all of us.
Okay, so I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you here. I want to say that I have a whole newfound respect for moms who work from home. Because, man, working from home is bloody hard, okay?
It is.
You know, I was able to do so much more when I was actually out of the house than I am in the house. Because in the house, I mean, the children don't really care if they see a nanny around or not. If mama is there, they want mama, right? And
absolutely.
So to try and find windows to do anything right now is really, really hard. But yeah, I guess it is what it is for everyone across the world.
No, absolutely. In fact, I was just about to say, it's become so much difficult being home with Alaya all the time. Like, I had to lock her and my husband up in a room right now so that I can sit here and record this podcast.
I've sent mine to the room too.
Yeah. So, the last thing actually I want to talk to you about is something very personal, which is something I strongly believe in. You know, like, once we had Alaya, my whole concern was my relationship with my husband is going to change.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I don't want it to change.
Yeah.
So how do you think we can focus on relationship with our partners, and how important it is to put that as a priority as well?
So I think it's an absolute priority, right?
Yeah.
So, which is why from day one, I was very, very clear that my baby is not sleeping in my room. And baby's going to be in his or her own room from the first day. Because one, it teaches them how to sleep better. Two, it makes them more independent. And three, I get my peace of mind and my freedom where just my husband and I can do what we want after 8 o'clock.
You know? Yeah.
I look forward to 8 p.m. I'm like, okay, come on, time to sleep. Go to sleep now. You know, let's read the books. We do a lovely bedtime routine with the kids. There's lots of cuddles, lots of snuggles, lots of books involved.
Yeah.
And then it's just our time. So I don't think maintaining a relationship with your partner means that you have to go on fancy date nights or anything of the sort. I think it's a very day-to-day thing, right? There's going to be some days that y'all are frustrated with each other. I know that there's days I want to kill my husband, and I know that there's days he wants to kill me. But for the most of it, I think we get a lot of time together after the kids go to sleep, and I wouldn't change that for anything.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think it's really important to do so. In fact, we have been struggling to find that time now. And I think putting the kids to sleep, like even I look forward to that time of the night where we can just be, you know, without having someone come on to us or demand something from us. So Simone, the last thing I wanted to ask you is, do you have any words of advice or any tips for moms out there who want to really do multiple things, but the baby and the lockdown, especially with the baby, is stopping them?
So, you know, the rule I follow in my life, and I've always followed, is that you have to put the oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on your child. We're taught that every time we sit on a plane, and it's a fact. If you don't put that oxygen mask on yourself, and if you're not happy, your family's not going to be happy either. And everyone's just going to be like, you know, in a mess. So always take care of yourself and your own needs before you try and take care of your family's needs. Because you need to be happy and you need to be sane to help others be happy and sane. And so currently, I know lockdown is really tough. It's tough on all of us. It's tough on, you know, it's tough on everybody in different ways. Some people have no staff. Some people are facing different issues and different, you know, difficulties. But the only thing we need to focus on is that this is going to pass. And we need to keep reminding ourselves that, you know, even though the cases in our country are rising higher and higher every day, that's how fast scientists across the world are also working on the cure, right? So instead of focusing on the numbers rising, which they are, we need to focus on the fact that there's this amazing group of scientists across the globe fighting time to create this beautiful cure for us. So my energy is going towards them, and I'm not focusing too much. I'm over these numbers. I'm over like, oh, India is now number three in the world, or, you know, it's just necessary. Like, why are we doing that to ourselves? We get it. Yeah. We get it. It's a shit show. But, you know, the bottom line is, let's try and focus on whatever the positive is. And there is a positive here. So I think the more all of us focus on that positive, the more our combined conscious energy is going to come together to make that happen. I really do believe that.
Yeah, I think it's 100%. Important to focus on the silver lining as well. Thank you so much for joining me, Simone. Thanks a lot.
Wow, Simone's really inspired me, and I hope she's inspired you too. So the next time you want to do something for yourself, don't let the mom guilt keep you from doing it. If you would like to follow Simone's journey, her Instagram handle is @simone.kambata. And that's my cue. Baby Ray calls for Mama Ray, which means that's it for today. Do share your love and support, because God knows all new mamas need it. You can connect with me at Sachi Nasta on Instagram and Twitter. You can also show some love at HD Smartcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to hdsmartcast.com. See you next week.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.